This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Friday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We are with you until 10 a.m. this morning. Very excited to be with you. Our final day here in West Palm Beach covering the Astros spring training. So I get my camera situated for those of you on the Twitch and the YouTube there. There we go. Good to be with you, man. It's been a hell of a week here. We big thanks to Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors. I am Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne, and today is Jose Altuve in left field day.
It's
Seth.
Like we're seeing a young rookie. We've already seen Cam Smith do well as a rookie like so
Santa's
far.
Santa's delivering Jose Altuve and placing him underneath a tree with a big outfield glove on.
Yeah.
Christmas morning.
In a little baby outfit.
Yes, yes. Astros colors, of course.
We had somebody yesterday ask. It was actually when I was on with Ron and Clint in the afternoon. Somebody on the text line asked, like, I don't understand what the big deal is. He's a Major League Baseball player. Why couldn't he adjust to playing outfield? And I think the two big things are, one, he's 35 years old and he's never done it before. So it's not like a 22-year-old going out there and getting the old synapses firing. But two, it's his arm strength. I think it's not something that would be a huge, huge concern because it's not like the left fielder is involved in that many critical plays in a game. But if his arm strength, he had the second weakest arm in the infield in Major League Baseball last year.
Yep.
And now he's in the outfield where the throws are much further, but he can load up and take a crow hop and do all that. But there's that it's an unknown. It's an unknown until we see it in action.
And maybe, okay, so maybe I'm assuming this is a Houston sports fan that was texting their show. I didn't hear that part of your conversation with them yesterday.
It wasn't. It was. I just saw it on the text.
Oh, okay. I thought they brought it. I thought you said they brought it up during the thing. Okay, so maybe that texter is desensitized to it because we've seen it happen here before. We're a future Hall of Famer. Because my response to that was going to be, why is this significant? Tell me all the other times that you see a future Hall of Famer make this significant a position change.
Right.
This isn't moving from shortstop to third. This isn't, you know, going from being a position player to a full-time DH.
Yeah.
This is a second baseman moving to left field. Forget about future Hall of Famer. How often does that position switch happen, period, in Major League Baseball, let alone with a guy who's a franchise icon at second base? So I will give that texter a pass. Because I'm assuming maybe they're desensitized because we did see Biggio go from second base to center field.
Well, and Biggio had already, by the time he made that transition, he had played over 120 games in the outfield earlier in his career. So it wasn't like it was brand new to him. He had some level of experience doing it. Yeah. And Altuve is just brand new, and he's doing it at the age of 35.
Yeah.
So that's notable. I think it's also, I guess, confirmation that there are a lot of people that were in denial last year about Jose Altuve's declining defense at second base, because they almost didn't want to acknowledge every time that he didn't get to a ball or made an error. They're like, oh, no, 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 he's Altuve, he's fine. No, he's been declining the last couple of years.
It's the ball's fault.
So if you want to get excited about it, it's something that should hopefully extend his overall usefulness as a player and maybe be a little less taxing physically. You got to run a lot longer distances, obviously, but you're not seeing as much action when you're out there. So maybe it's easier on his body. But it's a big change. It's a really big change, and I'm excited because Altuve's excited.
Yeah, he's excited and he's having fun. That's the big theme.
Yeah.
The big theme is he's been having fun doing it. Here was Jim Crane yesterday. They had a press conference surrounding the golf tournament. You know, as a prelude to the golf tournament coming up in a few months. Here that Jim Crane obviously runs the Houston Open. But obviously a lot of Astros questions at that press conference. Here's Jim Crane on Jose Altuve and the outlook for the upcoming season.
He's a team guy. He's our anchor guy. He's going to be here for a long time, and hopefully he'll be in the Hall of Fame. But he's a team player. As soon as he heard the word, nobody had to tell him. He was out there taking fly balls, and he's a great athlete. That, you know, he'll cover the ground, and you know, he looks good out there. I mean, he's been catching a lot of fly balls, and you know, that just shows he's a team guy. And you know, you look back at players like Biggio that made the adjustments. Great athletes can make the adjustments. I don't think he'll have a problem there, and he'll still probably play some second base. We're still working on a few things with the team, but it's gelling nicely, and our objective is to win the division. We think we can do that and get some of our pitchers back. We should be deep in pitching by the middle of the year with three or four guys coming back. So I like the way the team's set up. There's three things in baseball. I tell Joe Spada all the time, and Dana, pitching, pitching, pitching. You know, you get good pitching, you're going to be in the games, and we should have a deep pitching staff this year with picking up another guy from Chicago. We're ready to go. I think the team's looking good.
Wisniewski is the guy from Chicago he's referring to there. So yeah,
he's got to earn the right for Jim Crane.
I'm not going to refer to him by name right away.
He's going to do the old football thing.
That's right.
Refer to him by number.
Rip the stripe off his helmet. And that's. So it really is a luxury to have a superstar like Jose Altuve that's just willing to go. I mean, we've been watching. The opposite play out up in Boston with Bregman up there. Not with Bregman himself, but with Devers clutching his third base position, you know, like it's a family member or something like that. I'm not giving this up. And you know, look, some of that is part and parcel to having a pride and a competitive streak and all those things. It doesn't make Devers a bad person or even that bad of a teammate, but it does make it easier for – it makes it easier for Espada and Dana Brown – and the Astros as a team, just to move forward with an extra plan, you know?
I think the other part about it, too, is because of the way this story unfolded, where initially it sounded like Altuve was willing to move to left field to make accommodations for bringing Bregman back. So that was kind of in our brain as the reason for the move. And then you find out through Altuve, or you got confirmation through Altuve, that they'd been talking about it with or without Bregman. It wasn't just that.
Since the end of the season last year.
So you got to look at it as, no, this is, in a lot of ways, it's for Altuve's sake. Because people have also asked, well, why don't you just, if you're going to have Dubon out there playing second, why don't you just have him play left field? Because Dubon's a better defensive player at second base than Altuve is. Altuve's not a good defensive player anymore at second base.
Yep.
And one of the big changes in the last couple of years has been that with the absence of the shift, it's gotten harder to play second base. Mm-hmm. So as Altuve has gotten older, they've also made it harder to play second base than it was before.
Did you have fun yesterday out at Port St. Lucie?
I did. Not as much fun as I have at Cacti Park of the Palm Beaches.
Well, because when they're there, they win. And when we go to Port St. Lucie, they lose. They lost 5-0 yesterday.
Yeah, plus I just didn't like the whole vibe there. I felt like I was at an actual Mets game in New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was very crowded.
It was a little more uncomfortable. Yeah.
Yeah. They're just New York accents all over the place.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go down here, you bump into a New York accent. The pool guy last night, I was talking to him because I had to do some pool. He showed me some pool maintenance I had to do. And somebody rolled, oh, thank you, Parker.
That you had to do for the pool at our Airbnb?
Yeah, long story, but the pool was good. The levels were getting low.
Yeah. So he had made
And he was doing it in a New York accent, so I kind of felt like, hey, buddy, I'm just renting here, buddy. Yeah. I'm not, like, you're talking to me like I'm the owner or something.
Yeah. See, I would have
been. I kind of thought that, like, you or the owner was going to take care of it.
Sounded like he scared you into doing some work out there.
No, I wanted to get away. Well, I was trying to do some work out at the, out
your
next
laptop
to the pool.
Out there? Yeah.
And he was just talking nonstop. Yeah.
Oh.
So I did it. I grabbed the hose and pulled it out and everything just so I could get the hell
nice
out of there.
You. Yeah, that's nice of you. No iguanas or anything. Okay, the iguanas are creeping into my dreams now. I had two dreams that involved iguanas last night.
Well, you did a lot of peyote last night, too. I think it goes hand in hand.
They might not have even been dreams. They were hallucinations. No, there was one where I don't know what house. I was in a house, and I'm looking out the window, and there's a tree. And I don't know who I was with, but I said, hey, there's an iguana on the tree. And the iguana heard me. Got super scared.
Yeah, that's
started
peyote.
Scurrying across the yard, and as the iguana got to the middle of the yard, turned around, shook his fist, kept running. I didn't take peyote last night.
The baby iguanas are cute as hell. The big iguanas scare the crap out of me. The baby iguanas are delightful.
Yeah. So we got to see the audit.
There was a baby iguana, and I was going to go up and try to grab it, but then I thought of that scene from Something About Mary, where the little dog went after Ben Stiller's groin. Cute little fluffy things sometimes can be deceiving, fierce, and ferocious.
Guessing the iguana might have a gear that it could get to with you, even the baby ones.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You enjoyed the automated strike zone yesterday.
Yeah,
I just want to tell the people right now.
This sounds like the dumbest thing in the world to get excited about, but I didn't have any expectations, positive or negative. I was open to the automated strike zone, but it was such a seamless experience.
You don't want to be sitting around while they're figuring this out.
We saw two challenges in the first Mets at bat, one by the batter and one by Caratini. And it's very, very quick. The challenge is immediate because they're not allowed to get any input from the dugout, the manager. They can't look at the replays or anything. The batter, the catcher, or the pitcher has to make the challenge within a couple seconds of the ball crossing the plate. And they go immediately. The catcher pats his head, means he wants a review. They put a graphic up on the scoreboard that's just the diagram that you see on television.
Yeah.
And within a few seconds, boom, the ball pops up, and they say whether the call was upheld or overturned.
It's like 10 seconds, the whole thing.
And it's kind of fun for the home crowd. The Mets won one challenge, so they cheered, and then the Mets lost the challenge, so they booed.
Yeah.
And it was a really cool experience because it did not feel like it detracted from the flow of game at all. It's not like the NFL, or not like Major League Baseball replay, where typically the umpire is on the phone or the headset, then he comes out
waiting
and does
around.
Call. Yeah, it's very, very quick.
You see it up there, and you're like, it's so obvious. Why are we waiting now? And you wait two more minutes? No, it was super quick. And you're right, like Caratini just boom, boom, tapping his head.
Mm-hmm.
Whole thing happens quick.
The Anthony Richardson, I call it.
The Anthony, yes.
Yeah.
The tap it out. I'm tired.
Yeah.
Cam Smith got a hit yesterday. That was good. No home runs, so that was disappointing.
Boo!
I got used to him hitting two home runs in every single game. And we got our first looks at Jeremy Pena and Yordan Alvarez yesterday.
Yep.
So that was good. Who have we not seen yet? I'm trying to think.
I was hoping to see Soto yesterday.
I was too.
Just because we watched the Mets twice, and we haven't gotten a chance to see Soto.
I just saw a lot of people in Soto shirts. That's it.
Yeah.
So they're pampering him. All right, so that was we had a good day out of the yard yesterday.
We haven't seen Lance McCullers.
We've not. He's pitching a bullpen on a live BP, not a bullpen, a live batting practice. Pitching to live hitters for the first time in a couple of years on Saturday.
Adam Spillane did an interview with Dana Brown that we're going to play at 9:20, and it's a really good interview.
Yeah.
And Dana Brown, he said some really interesting things about Lance McCullers. So be sure if you're able to listen at 9:20 or download the Odyssey app and listen to it later.
That's right. There you go. All right. Off and running here on a Friday. Let's circle over to the Texans. There's Stephon Diggs drama. This popped up yesterday while we were at the yard.
Yeah.
This Stephon Diggs lawsuit story happened in Houston in June of last year. How do we process this thing, man? And how do the Texans process this thing?
Yeah, how do the Texans process it? And it's Diggs suing somebody else.
Yes.
We'll get into it. It could have ramifications for whether or not the Texans want to bring him back, I suppose.
Or if he wants to stay in Houston.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes when something happens somewhere, you're like, I just want out of that city. We'll get you up to speed on all of it. It's a wild story, and we'll do that coming up next.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.